Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Is this Brock as in Avian Vet Brock?
That's me.
Yeah, sorry. My name's April. You might remember you did my surgery on Molly a year ago with a giant pigeon egg.
Oh, yes. Wait, is this
Yeah, awesome. Brilliant. Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, awesome. I've been meaning to get in touch with you specifically, actually, in general, but something has come up. So I run Pigeon Rescue Queensland, and I'm aware someone has dropped in a injured pigeon sometime very recently today.
There's no pigeon anymore, unfortunately. It has had a huge, like, keel split with a huge sort of and things over the chest. I think it's obviously had some trauma and got infected.
Okay.
I did unfortunately euthanize it, unfortunately. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, because the reason I was calling is because, and one of the reasons I wanted to reach out to your new practice in general was about checking in about your euthanasia policy, because, yeah, we were trying to sort a carer to be able to assess and then get him to a vet who, would be able to assess the situation. But does it sound like it probably wasn't something that could be done anyway?
No, look, I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, like the keel, honestly, but the bone was pretty much split in two. And
ooh.
Infection and sort of bruise in there as well. So it was pretty much just open, but look, otherwise it actually looked fairly all right. It was just under the feathers there, right? So I was like, oh, that's not good.
I guess in general, what is your, like, I mean, both yours, but also your practice's policy with regards to rescue specifically for pigeons that get handed in at the moment?
Yeah. Just the rock pigeons you're talking about? Or
the feral one.
Honestly, I don't really mind. Like, sometimes if they're pretty simple, I'll try and treat them. But most of the time, if they have any sort of, chronic debilitating disease or fractures or anything I'm worried about, usually just euthanize them. But I can chat to Vanessa, too. Like, we'll see. Like, if she wants to, we can try and treat them a bit more. But do you have, like, a network of carers who actually be interested in helping them?
Yeah. So currently what we do is we tell people don't take them to a vet because most vets will euthanize them on the spectrum, but also too because most vets aren't connected to us carer network. And so what we'll do is triage, and if see, like, oh, yeah, this is a thing that needs to go to a vet, try and get them in pronto, because there are, you might know Dr. Kate Lamb, actually. She helps us out a lot. She's at the house call vet in Kenmore. But of course, sometimes, she's not always on if it's an urgent case. One of the things would be great knowing if there are other vets in practices who would have any capacity to help out. Because then we can, if we can get veterinary support, can then have them go to a carer so that then figure out, their next steps, or at the very least providing that support post-veterinary care.
Yeah. What was the organisation called again, sorry?
Pigeon Rescue Queensland. So we're incorporated now, just going through the ACNC paperwork.
Should you have a few followers, eh? Well, on Facebook.
I haven't been posting as much as I like because I've had a few big cases going on, unfortunately.
Just have a look. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I guess, do you have any sort of like carers up our way or anything, or is it more like,
we do have a couple up your way, and I guess the other tricky thing is we've been trying to wrangle it because, like, someone who would normally be able to go over was sort of on the other side of Brisbane at work at the time, so one of the things we are planning is recruiting and training up more carers so that we can have more people in more places.
Cool. Well, I might chat to Vanessa about that and everything and just see if we might look at our policy and things like that, because I definitely don't like, I mean, honestly, I just feel bad for them, eh? Like,
yeah,
I think it's pretty unfair they just have to get euthanized, like, but
and that's why I was like keen when I heard you change practices, because I know that was UPV had that policy, but then I saw you somewhere else and was like, oh, maybe these guys might have a bit of a different approach.
Yeah, well, I think, well, I'll chat to Vanessa and I'll just take it down 402. How is Molly going? Sorry.
Oh, she is great. She's implants have worked perfectly. She hasn't egged since. Her husband gets nesty, but she just hangs out with him and just, you know, lets him enjoy being nesty. Just, you know, supports his hobbies. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's going great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, sorry about that guy today. I think that was honestly the best thing with the euthanasia. Mm. That's it. Like, it honestly looked all right externally, but it was like, oh, there's definitely something really nasty going on. So,
Yeah. And we're not an anti-youth group. Like, it's when it's the best thing for the bird. I did have one the other week, actually, where his whole wing was necrotic, and I thought he would need to go to be euthanized. But Kate was able to amputate, and he made a perfectly fine recovery. So that was sort of one where I was sort of couldn't even believe that he was viable.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Do you have carers that will raise squabs?
Yeah.
Can raise? Cool.
Yeah. And then those ones, of course, yeah, they'll need to be pets because they haven't grown up in a feral environment. So they will, go into our adoption program.
Homing pigeons, yeah. That's it, cool. Right. Cool. Okay. Well, yeah, look, no, thanks for the info. I'll check with Vanessa too. Like, honestly, I'm always just happy to see them, But, I feel the same. Like, just whatever's best for them, honestly. But it's good to know there's people out there happy to sort of care for them, because that's probably, we definitely struggle to find people who would even try to take them. Sure.
And that's part of it. We're not, because we're, we don't have as many carers as we need, so I haven't been doing the proactive outreach to vets, but I know there's a few, like, when there's practices who they know one of us, they'll be like, oh no, I can, this bird can be, saved, I'll talk to them. So that's, but we want to be able to have the goal where we can have that relationship with every vet where they know that they can just call us, depending on their policy.
That's really good. That's really good to know, honestly. So, awesome. We see them all the time, honestly. Like, we get lots of squabs and things.
From roofs and things. Yeah, and squabs are easy.
Yeah, no, cool.
Yeah, awesome, cool, yeah.
But, I'm happy to see more of them. It's just, whatever's best for them, it's fine.
Yeah, and if, depending on what Vanessa says, super happy to have a conversation around maybe, like, you might be, if it's within, a particular amount of, or like boundaries or any of that kind of stuff, like what might be possible from your team.
Yeah, sure. Cool.
Yeah.
No, I'll have a chat to her. It sounds good. We do like similar thing with sort of Queensland Guinea Pig Rescue. Like, we see them all the time. I guess it's a bit different because you get so many surrenders and, they're just so we just do so many rescues. But I guess it's good to have some someone looking out for the pidgeys.
and the goal is to grow, because we've got a pretty decent list of EOIs. It's just arranging our training program to skill up and support people and grow that number, because they're becoming more popular again as house pets thanks to the internet. So
they're awesome. Cool. Okay, no, we'll start to talk to you again in the semester and see how we go. Cool.
Yeah, awesome, looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Yeah, all right, take care.
Awesome, thanks, have a good one.
You too, bye.
Yeah.